Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. As head baker at King Arthur Flour, Martin Phillip makes hundreds of loaves of bread a week. He also competes internationally and has taught ex-convicts and gang members how to bake. Just over a decade ago, Martin was working in the frenzied world of investment banking. He, his wife Julie Ness, and then two kids lived comfortably in New York City. But something didn't feel right.
I was in that place where I wasn't fitting. I wasn't fitting within my own life, and I said, I saw pictures of bread, and it like awoke something in me, and I like couldn't stop looking at it, and I was like, I need to get closer to that. And so everything changes, you know?
Martin and his wife agreed to make their next move. They packed up and headed to southern Vermont to pursue his dream job, baking bread. Sound crazy? Yeah, maybe.
I think about probably about a month after we moved up here, though, I had a freak out. I just realized that, what have we done? Like, what have we done?
Martin says that back then he couldn't shape a baguette to save his life. So how did he become head baker? A lot of hours, a lot of focus, and plenty of yeast. That particular magical stuff that makes things rise. And Martin rose. He went all in, eventually making the team representing the U.S. in the prestigious Golden Cup International Baking Competition.
I wasn't looking to, like, beat anyone in baking, but I felt like the way for me to improve really quickly was to set a goal that was bigger than myself, you know? It's a model that I'd used in, like, endurance racing. Like, scared to death of trying to run 50 miles and then just finally just sort of saying, I'm just going to sign up and hope for the best, you know? Because taking that leap of faith makes you prepare. You're forced to do it, right?
He then decided to shoot for the Coup de Monde de Boulangerie, otherwise known as the Baking Olympics. That meant years of training in traditional artisanal breads, and for him, developing original recipes that reflected his heritage. In the end, Martin didn't make that team, but he says it was all worth it. And the experience brought him back to his roots.
That was a pivotal moment for me, you know? Being reminded, like, you have a story, you have memories of baked goods, you have memories of other things, and it's like, those are connections that we can't break. You know, it's like you sort of free associate on those elements, on that narrative, and then you bake it.
The competition led Martin to start weaving sassafras root, molasses, and pecans into his creations. The flavors from his childhood and from his grandma's recipe cards. Growing up in the shadow of the Ozark Mountains, in a family that valued making things by hand. Something he didn't appreciate at the time.
Everybody's got their, like, Wonder Bread with the crust, you know, cut off, and they've got, like, Smucker's and Jif, you know? And we're making our own peanut butter, and it's on these, like, thick slabs of, like, wheaty bread, you know? Kids are looking at you like, I mean, I think the analogy I use, I think it's like chicken coop, you know? It's like, if you were that chicken with the spots, you're going to get torn up, you know? And I would have given a kidney for that, like, orange mouth ring from Cheetos, you know?
Martin did come to value those spots, those things that made him different, carried him away from his Arkansas home, first to study opera and voice at Oberlin College. It was there that the discipline and craft that he grew up with flourished.
You know, it's a daily relationship. You get up, you do your sort of daily catechism or whatever you want to call it. You have your daily check-in with your voice and you work daily. And for me, that's a skill set, as it were, that you can leverage to get, you know, when you come to baking and you say, I'm passionate about this and I know how to work. So you know that you're going to move quickly, you know? And I never lost my appetite for it, and I still haven't lost my appetite for it.
Now Martin is feeding that appetite, baking for hours a day and passing the love of creative work along to his now three kids, who stage cupcake wars in the family's small, decidedly unfancy kitchen.
Do you want an apron?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you always wear an apron?
I never wear an apron.
The stakes were lower when we joined Martin for a baking lesson. not a demonstration, meaning I had to get my hands dirty.
And what would be fun would be if I didn't have to do any work.
Okay, oh Jesus.
My assignment was biscuits. Flour, salt, baking powder, buttermilk, and cold pats of butter worked flat by hand.
So let's make these biscuits.
Okay.
So this is the salt and the baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
And this is obviously the butter. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to flatten them a little bit between my fingers. I'm making these little leaves, and I'm just flattening
it. It seemed pretty simple, going step by step with a master. Though that's a title Martin rejects.
I would hate to like say, oh, I'm a master. I couldn't say that. That seems like boring, you know? Yeah, I see how you're kind of bringing the dry into the wet? That's perfect. And on balance, I feel like I'm more of a novice than I've ever been, even though I continue to get, you know, experience and stuff. But baking's chaotic, it's exacting, it's all of those things. And so I feel like I get better at it, and at the same time, I suck more.
Martin keeps baking fresh by experimenting, like when he made a seaweed bread with miso paste.
I've done so many things. I've gone down the wrong road so many times. Like, I've made breads that Jeffrey, my boss, has spit out. You know, I mean, I've done all kinds of things, you know, but how are you going to get better without mistakes? I don't know how.
There is a lot of room for mistakes in baking, especially in a commercial kitchen or those tense competitions. The falling cakes, the dough that won't rise, the too dry tort, not to mention the pressure of being in charge. For Martin, that messiness, that unpredictability is the hook.
There's so much chaos that it's every person you interview is different. Every dough that I touch is different. We're dealing with living substrates, right? Dough is alive. Those little yeasts that are in there are actually alive.
Master or not, Martin did seem to be in his element as he showed us how to whip fresh cream into butter and pulled out the jam he'd thrown together that morning before we arrived.
See it sort of weep a little bit.
And then we get a glimpse of kitchen chaos when the baker realizes he's left the biscuits in the oven just a few minutes too long.
Okay, so let's look at the bottom of them. I want to see
that. Yeah, a little dark.
Okay, so is it a little dark
for
you?
Yeah, just a little bit dark. I stopped that timer and then I didn't restart it, but it's okay.
In this kitchen, Martin appears to take it all in stride. There are no hissy fits, no pots thrown, unlike what we've seen and heard of celebrity kitchen tyrants. And I can't help but wonder, what's his secret?
I like to be active. It's like if you just wind the wheel, you have to know how to unwind it, you know? And my wheel goes backwards in the woods. And so, like, I have a tendency to be out in the woods a lot. I think today will be, I'm on a little streak, so today is day 28 in a row of trail running, you know? So I try and find time to fit it in, and I've been pushed out the door many days. Like, go run, dude. You need to go. Just go. And I come back and I'm so much better. I'm a much better parent. I'm a better spouse. It's good. It's good.
That is what keeps Martin Phillips' wild creativity from spinning out. The woods, something baking in the oven, his kids' homemade drawings on the walls, and playing banjo. A beautiful handmade banjo, of course, one of several he's collected through the years. It is yet another craft that Martin has devoted himself to, but doesn't want to ruin with perfection and practice. He just loves to play. While he plays, I think of the heritage loaves with sassafras and pecans that he dreamed up. Because you can taste that flavor and hear the still unfolding story of an Arkansas boy who came a long way to find home.
I don't know, it's a process, you know? And if it's fun and you can eat your mistakes, you know, so much the better.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Virginia Prescott with producer Hannah McCarthy. Martin Phillip is a dad, banjo picker, and head baker at King Arthur Flour in Norwich, Vermont. He's also an author of Breaking Bread, A Baker's Journey Home in 75 Recipes. and it's coming out this fall. Martin will be sharing some of his life stories and playing the banjo at the Capital Center for the Arts Salon Series this Saturday. There's a link for more on the event and to see photos from our day of biscuit making and chatting. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.